Yeah, Nancy, hi. Oh my goodness. I am so pumped to talk to you. How are you today?
Oh, nice. I'm good. I'm just having a little bit of lunch.
Well, I'm so looking forward to you coming to Akron to perform at the E.J. Thomas Performing Arts Hall. And I got to ask if I can just jump right into this. Do you still get the same rush that you had when you were a young lady just starting off back in the early 70s and playing in front of 10,000 people in stadiums?
Well, I actually do get a really big rush. There's an adrenaline thing that happens when you walk out in front of thousands of people. It's sort of like, okay, I'm going to do some rockercise out here and exchange a big sparks of energy with people.
Oh, that's
It's like,
awesome. Well, I often wondered what that would be like because I know you're playing all of your hits all of the time, and you have to change things up. There's no way Hart is going to just do a same old, same old, same old, right?
no, we do what people want to hear, of course, but because and we like doing, Crazy on You, Magic Man, Barracuda. Those are really fun, still really fun songs to play, and the energy is so up, on those songs. And we do Alone and What About Love and These Dreams, and but other times we switch up and do like try to figure out how many Zeppelin songs we can get away with doing, And then should we do Dreamboat Annie tonight, or maybe Dog and Butterfly and the acoustic part? And we always talk about what the set list is going to be depending on the size of the venue and things like that.
If I may, since this is so timely, the world just lost Ozzy Osbourne. Was he an influence on you in any way, shape, or form, or do you have thoughts or even some memories of him?
Well, he was a huge Heart fan, I came to learn. He was like a friend of mine worked with them, and he was always like, "Oh yeah, the Ann and Nancy Wilson, those Heart sisters. I love that band, And I knew that he was a huge, huge Beatles fan, like we were too, and kind of got going because of that, like we did too. And we never really got to hang out with Ozzy because our two bands were always on the road and always kind of in separate compartments as
Right.
far as he would be at the metal festival and we would be at the other festival, and we're different kind of opening bands for
Sure.
a band like his, a band like ours. But it was so cool for me to learn that he was a huge Heart fanatic. And that's the one thing I really did love about his music in a way too, is that he had a major melodic key that he wrote his songs in. Ozzy Osbourne's melodies were kind of positive, happy keys,
Yeah.
even though it was like he brought this certain kind of lightness into the dark of the metal world and kind of created a whole new thing that metal took off from by doing it that way.
There's one other thing that happens that sometimes are imprinted in people's minds, and that's unbelievable concerts. And if I could just one time take you back to 2012, the Kennedy Center Honors, and your Stairway to Heaven, I've never had that kind of experience before. Did you got that from a lot of people, didn't you?
No, I know. It was really a life moment, it was like a love fest. But when they came up to us after that performance, like Robert Plant was like, "Oh, I've just grown to hate that song because people murder it so terribly, but you guys did a great job with it, And it was like the ultimate thing to hear that.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, then here you are, 50th anniversary tour. Oh my goodness.
I know, it's really great.
It's just amazing. Well, congratulations to you on 50 years, first of all, and then being able to do this tour and continue.
We live to tell, and we keep, kicking.
Well, looking forward to you at E.J. Thomas Performing Arts Tuesday, August 26th. I can't wait to see the show. Thank you so much, Nancy, for spending some
Gary
time with me.
Rivers.
Yes.
Thank you, Gary Rivers. It's really great to talk to you.